Now it's time to hear some of your thoughts on our recent programs.
We received several comments on our segment regarding a Bridgewater State University student newspaper and its decision to print personal details of a rape victim, details the victim herself shared in a public Take Back the Night event.
Mem Somerville wrote on our website, "If her name was made public in the event, anyone with a phone cam could have put it on YouTube. I understand the call for privacy, but if you make public statements, you lose control over that."
Listener Student disagreed, writing, "The paper proceeded to dig around and publish information that the young woman withheld from the public. That is infuriating."
Yesterday, we talked about a study that looked at maintaining order in Massachusetts' three largest school districts, where so-called school resource officers, sometimes actual police officers, are arresting students for routine disciplinary problems that might otherwise be handled with detention or a phone call home.
Guest wrote on RadioBoston.org, "I have worked in the Boston Public Schools, and I know firsthand the last thing school police officers want to do is make an arrest. But if you let a student go off on a teacher ranting and raving, 95% of the students suffer."
Listener KJ saw a troubling link between arrests in schools and strained relationships between law enforcement and urban communities. He writes, "Kids who are treated this way have every right to hate the police and the justice system if they're being charged with a crime when they do such minor things."
We also received fan mail for a fictional Boston detective, Robert B. Parker Spencer, who's back in a new novel 2 years after Parker's death. The book was written by crime writer Ace Atkins.
Tom J. Mill wrote on our website, "Bravo, Ace Atkins. When you lose a friend, Parker and Spencer, and then he reappears, it's almost unreal. In the opening chapters, I could feel Spencer. Bravo."
Finally, letters poured in about summer camp. Psychologist Michael Thompson talked with us about how camp provides kids with developmental experiences they can't get anywhere else.
"The last place in America an 11-year-old can spend a lot of time with a 19-year-old is summer camp, and love that 19-year-old and have the 19-year-old really pour her heart and soul and energy and creativity into that 11-year-old.
John Martin wrote to us this, "As a college student, I started working at camps and saw how it gave kids independence and confidence. I am saddened that camps everywhere are struggling to survive. Kids need wild places, and camps are some of the last vestiges of that."
Listener Andy Well, a former director of a camp, agreed. He wrote, "Many longtime general interest camps have been transformed into specialty programs because of the marketplace. The unique experience that Radio Boston listeners spoke of so passionately is in jeopardy."
We always appreciate hearing your comments, your criticisms, and your dreams. Find out all the ways to contact us at RadioBoston.org.
Coming up, our Common Health segment, we continue with the life of Riley and how a family copes with a one-in-a-million disease. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.